Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. May we receive this special gift from God, the gift of newness, the gift of hope. As the new year unfolds, may we learn from and build upon the past. May our hearts be still enough to receive Jesus' love, hope, and peace as we prepare to stand unmoved in our faith, trusting that God is truly in control, remembering that our Lord will never fail us. He will and can restore and create new ways, plans, and dreams, even when it seems impossible. Our scripture for today is from Philippians 3 verse 13. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So let us be determined this week to go deeper. We all long to know God and to have a close and intimate relationship with Him. Sometimes we need to shake things up in order to dive deeper into His Word. Doing things in new ways unlocks the power to access new truths about God's character. The more we learn about His character, the more we understand about who He created us to be. So let us step out of our comfort zones and ask God to give us fresh revelation about Himself this year. And let us be determined to be open to receiving from God. God longs to teach us amazing things we did not know or understand about Him. We may not be able to see Him with our physical eyes, but that doesn't mean that He is hidden from us. With God, it's actually the complete opposite. He longs to reveal Himself to us in new and fresh ways, even in unexpected ways. May we be desperate enough to be found on our knees, in God's Word, in His truth, clinging to His promises and steadfast in our faith. May we be open to revelation from God, no matter its form. May we learn to embrace everything life has to offer us. As James so profoundly encourages us, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, as I come before you in prayer, there is fresh snow here, a blanket of white, a quietness and stillness, a fresh start for the land, a pause in our lives to stop wherever we are. Oh Lord, it is such a reminder of Selah, the word we often see sprinkled throughout the Psalms. Selah, pause and consider. Whether fresh snow or the newness of the year, may we pause and consider your faithfulness to us, Lord, in the past, and your trustworthy plans for our future. This week, as I called and talked to an old friend who is a new widow, I knew, Lord, even in her grief, she would bring you glory. She had already done so in the loss of a daughter and granddaughter to death. Lord, as I called to comfort her, she encouraged me. I have a history with Jesus, she said. He has never failed me. Lord, may the testimony of my precious friend be ours as well. May we realize that we have a history with you, Lord Jesus. You have and will continue to give us everything we need if we but ask. And Lord, thank you again for the snow, The fresh surroundings are a reminder of your forgiveness as written in Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Lord, may we pause and consider your love anew in our lives. In Jesus' precious name.
Our Father God, thank you for the new year. Please bless 2021 and please take away COVID. Please bless all the teachers and children this school year. Please help all the people who need food and water. Please look after all of us every day. We love you.
Father God, we just thank you for a new year. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for new beginnings, new opportunities. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who wants to do a new thing for us and in us always. Lord, I just thank you for the year that was 2020. I pray, Lord, that everything that we went through, everything that we endured, everything that we persevered through, Father God, can be used mightily this year to keep us strong, to keep our eyes fixed and focused on you. The storms around us may be raging. They may seem big, Father God, but you, Lord, are bigger. We thank you, Lord, that you make a path. We thank you, Lord, that you walk alongside us each and every single day. Thank you that you never leave us and you never forsake us. Thank you, Father God, that in you we find strength, we find perseverance, and we find, Lord, that courage to do what you have called us to do. Father God, we honor you, we glorify you. Pray that you will unblock our ears this year. Lord, let us hear you. Let us hear that quiet whisper in the depths of our hearts, Father God. And may we be courageous in our obedience this year. May we step out in faith in bold and beautiful ways, Lord, bringing honor, glory, and truth to you, Father God, and to your word. We love you. We love your Son, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and do a good work in us this year. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord, that we can walk into 2021 with you, hand in hand with you. Thank you, Lord, for a new opportunity, a new day to see you at work. You at work amongst our people, our families, our nation, even in our own hearts, Lord. We thank you, God, that we can leave the sighing and groaning and moaning of a year that has gone by. Yes, it has been a hard year. And yes, we can mourn it, but that we can leave that behind, as you say, leave the former things behind. Can you not see I am doing a new thing? And that you would even make a way in the desert for those of us who are there, Lord, in the wilderness, in this dry place that we may find ourselves in the circumstance that just doesn't seem great. And yet in that we will see freshness and newness that comes from you. We will see the river of life that flows from you, Lord, that will invigorate us, that will bring life to us, that will bring fruitfulness and plenty as it flows through us and past us and around us and downstream from us. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, that you go ahead of us into 2021 and that we can therefore stand and in expectation and look forward in expectation and see you. Thank you, Lord, that this is a year where we will learn that the Father's gaze is one with a smile on it, that your face, Father, has a smile on it when you look at us, that your gaze is accepting, that your gaze is one that has enjoyment written all over it, that you enjoy us, Lord. Thank you, God, that we would see that we would have that vision in our minds of who you are, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that we can continue this year walking forward with our hands in yours, chasing after the next adventure in you, Lord, the next experience in you, the next journey that we would have with you that would bring your name glory, that would expand your kingdom, that would serve your purpose, that would fulfill what you have written thousands of years ago in your word, God. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.